My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get their work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah.
In the jury, oh, that ball's drilled deep to left field. There's the first base runner. There's the first run. JP3 crushes one to left, and the Astros get in front 1-0 on a solo home run into the back of the Blue Jays bullpen. One other runner reached scoring position. Jordan sends one to center. Barcho, the new center fielder, all the way back at the wall. He'll leap up. It is gone. Home run. Jordan Alvarez goes the other way over the left center field wall. And there are the insurance runs for the Astros. It's now 3-0. There, the game will be over. And it is. Astros win on Canada Day here in Toronto. 3-1, the final score. The Astros stay red hot. They have now won 10 of their last 11. And with Seattle idle today, the Astros now 3 games back in the AL West. That is the closest they have been since all the way back in April.
Oh, Ben's into it right away. Ben's not even waiting for me to ask Seth if he's heard the good news. Ben's like, I've heard the good news. Houston, have you heard the good news? The Astros, we've done this like every day for like 8 shows in a row. I'm only not going to do it if they don't chipping into the lead of the Seattle Mariners.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 10 out of 11 games you win.
Yeah, man.
Hunter Brown has allowed one run in his last five starts. There's been a lot of reasons to celebrate over the... Yeah, it's been a nice reset, I think, for us, Sean.
Look,
the Astros have had... I'm talking in terms of how you feel about the Astros.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they've had the COVID season. You very much felt like, oh boy, everything might be crumbling down. But everything else was so weird around it that I don't know if I could appreciate it quite as much. And it was so condensed that it wasn't the same feeling as the beginning of this year, where it felt like, oh boy, this time it really might be it. It really might be crumbling down and the window might be closing 1 year faster than we thought. So it's been nice to just appreciate every little win and every little bit of restoration of faith in any of the various players out there. Jeremy Peña yesterday just gets the Astros on the board with a home run after he's been struggling to find power. He's been hitting a lot better, but he hasn't been hitting with all that much power. That was a fun one. Even though we were robbed of an on-time start because of Canada Day, I'll allow them that. This is a tiny country that can only afford one baseball team. You know, if they need some extra festivities on Canada Day, then so be it.
That's big of
them. Well, yes. I allowed them their extra 15 minutes. I mean, we give them the constant gift every day of just not invading them and taking them over.
Right.
But still, we'll let them have their day. This is how you keep them happy.
They don't call you the benevolent Pope Zaza for nothing, baby.
That's right.
Yep.
A lot of times I'll be sitting in some various legislature and people will be like, Is it time to take care of some more manifest destiny and attack Canada?
Yeah.
With their four-propeller airplane Air Force or something like that? Nope, not time. Let them have their ceremony. Let them have their cool. I did like those red jerseys. Those
were
pretty cool.
They were pretty sweet. Yeah, yesterday you proclaimed, not today. Not today. Not today.
That's right.
Yeah, someday, not today. That Peña home run was the first hit of the game, by the way. It's Rodriguez character. That was the thing.
Rodriguez with his five... point whatever ERA.
I know. Like, I don't follow the Blue Jays starting pitching staff all that closely, so I'm like, all right, they got Rodriguez starting today, whoever the hell he is. And with each inning going by, Callis and Blum are like, well, this is by far this guy's best outing of the year. I'm like, not one of these again. Come on, man.
It's not stuff, April. Obviously.
Maybe.
He's obviously had the Canadian government who's funded a lot of sticky stuff research.
That was a meatball he hung to Peña, though, man. That was a good way to break up the no-no yesterday. That was nice. So whereas, this is what I liked about yesterday, Seth. Two big things I liked about yesterday. Whereas the Astros in their previous string of wins have been kind of just chipping away and eventually like bludgeoning teams with doubles and singles and piling on runs and things like that, things you like to see. This was kind of back to the Astros of earlier this year when they were winning. They'd hit like three bombs and that was all their runs. Like yesterday,
right. Yesterday
it was Peña's home run and then Yordan. Thank God Yordan hit a home run in the ninth inning, because while Hader's been pitching better, he has had a little bit of a propensity lately just to give up random solo shots. Like he did that over the weekend against the Mets in one of the games. But so they get a couple bombs for all their runs. Yeah. And the other thing obviously to like about this game is that Hunter Brown's the best pitcher in the American League right now.
Right.
He's an ace right now.
He's one of only five Astros pitchers that have ever had this low in ERA across a five-game stretch. It's been a revelation for him. Now, Arrigetti will be the interesting one, because Arrigetti has started to throw a lot more aggressively since his really bad performance a few games ago. And that's the one to watch, obviously, while they're still beleaguered on their pitching staff. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday felt a little bit like some of the early season Astros games too, in that your two of your best hitters were absent. Now, early in the season, they were just like various really good Astros hitters just flat out weren't hitting the ball. They were present in body, but not in spirit. But yesterday, Altuve threw a combination of his sore big toe, which, according to the official record, was never hit by a baseball.
Right. Why is it sore?
And yet he had a sore big toe. Mm-hmm. And then, was this true or was Adam Spillane joking? Did Peña... or did Altuve drive up to Toronto and get lost along the way?
No.
Is that true?
No, that's a funny. I'm sure that's a joke about Altuve on the base paths, is what I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I saw the tweet and I had no follow up on it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Spillane's not normally like that, so that's what caught me by surprise.
Yeah. No, that's now, if base paths Altuve shows up and he's on a road, would you want to be on a road trip with Jose Altuve? I would too. But if base path Altuve shows up, just know that if it was going to take 4 hours to get to your next destination, it's going to take 7 hours to get to your next destination.
He stops, goes back. Actually, no. I think if anything, he'd get there faster. He would just ignore the traffic. He would ignore the cop that was trying to pull him over roundabout Syracuse.
Maybe. Yeah.
And because he didn't realize there was one out and not two.
Dude.
No, I thought when I took that seriously from Spillane, he had tweeted out that Altuve tried to drive up and got lost along the way. I thought maybe his family was with him and they wanted to take a drive through upstate New York. He would have passed within a half mile of my mom's house.
Oh, that's
true. If I had known that, I was like, oh, he could have stopped in and my mom could have given him some casserole or something.
They'd have been coming from New York. I at first thought, when you thought he was serious, I'm like, would he come in from Houston? But I forgot they played in New York the previous weekend.
Yeah, Sean.
Still,
I know. Stupid. Of course. If he was randomly driving from New York City to Toronto.
Seth's got Altuve's in a Bucky.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's in Rochester, and I'm the stupid one on the show.
Altuve totally would have forgotten his passport, though. That would have been the issue.
Yes, yes.
He would have been stuck at the border.
Here's Hunter Brown on his performance yesterday, and he gives a little shine to one of his teammates here.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, they got a lot of good hitters over there. And I thought they, you know, maybe took some pitches that I wanted them to swing at and, you know, maybe fought off some pitches that I, you know, tried to get to put some guys away. And then, you know, kind of find myself and, you know, spraying the ball a little bit in that inning. And then, you know, they kind of really, you know, put the pressure on me and, you know, just props to Yiner calling a great, great game and putting me in a position to have some success there.
Underrated subplot, Seth. Underrated subplot of this recent Astros surge, and more specifically, the surge of the pitching staff, because the pitching staff has been much, much better over the last couple of months. I would say the resurgence of the pitching staff even started before June.
It was like a bad first few weeks.
It was a fever dream. Yeah, it was a fever dream the first few weeks. Underrated subplot in all this, we have not heard the name Martin Maldonado in weeks and weeks and weeks when it comes to the handling of the pitching staff.
Yeah.
That we can stop treating the handling of the pitching staff like you need a medical degree from Johns Hopkins to do it or something like that. Yeah. And Maldi was the only doctor on the island.
It's not enough to it's not enough to just pay somebody $30 million. They need to have Mr. Miyagi behind the
Yeah. Like, no, Yiner's doing fine back there. He's doing just fine.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
By the way, that stat you brought up about stuff Hunter Brown is doing historically here, and there's four or five of them you could bring up. I think the one you're referring to is the one I'm looking at here from Sarah Langs, who does some, she does a lot of stats for MLB, I think. Sub 0.30 ERA. So literally an ERA of less than a third of a run per game in a five-start span in Astros history. There's only four who have done it. J.R. Richard twice, Nolan Ryan twice, Jim Deshaies. Miss Jim Deshaies. He's awesome. But Blum does a great job. And Hunter Brown. Those four guys. So
pretty good names.
Well, you may be saying, like, those names haven't pitched in a long time. Yeah. Jim Deshaies was the most recent one to do it. And that was 1986. I mean, that's like four generations of good Astros baseball ago. With some really good pitchers on this team in between, by the way. Like, since having Jim Deshaies on this team has had Daryl Kyle, Randy Johnson, Mike Hampton, Roger Clemens. Like, I'm just going chronologically.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Roy Oswalt, Justin Verlander, Dallas Keuchel, Garrett Cole, Zach Greinke. Like, you could go on and on. Guys on the team now. Hey, Fromber, yeah.
Did you ever meet J.R. Richard in person?
I never did.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, look, I've spent my entire life around the NFL. I've never felt as tiny as I did standing next to, like, a 70-year-old J.R. Richard.
He's a huge
man. That man was just a monstrous human being. My God.
Yep.
They wasted him on baseball. Should have been a football player.
Well, and he was...
underappreciated.
He was incredible. You know, he had the stroke, and then that kind of was it. But, man, pre-stroke, J.R. Richard, holy smokes. Like, that was... he was a beast, man, no doubt. So he did it twice, back in 79 and 80.
For those of you who don't know, he had it stroke while he was, for the youth, he had it while he was playing. And
like, literally during locally, a game.
Some of the local media was kind of harsh on him, acting like he wasn't tough or something. And it turned out he'd had a stroke.
Literal stroke, so, yep.
If people didn't know that story, Sean, it would sound like, well, yeah, he had a stroke because he was an old man.
75,
away, right? Yeah.
No, good point. So the Astros win yesterday 3-1. Three games back of the Mariners, very manageable. Two games back in the loss column. Have not checked the wild card standings. I don't check the wild card standings, Seth, usually till like I think of it at like 7:30, because everybody with the Astros is like, you know, our goal is to win the AL West, like their first goal. Like our first goal is to win the division. They are right now, the Astros, in the wild card hunt. They find themselves three games back of there as well. So three games back of the wild card. And two in the loss column, three games back of the Mariners, two in the loss column as well. So, yay.
So the other part yesterday where I had to talk myself out of this was like, all right, well, they had a really good run versus, you know, mediocre and subpar teams, plus the Orioles' victory and whatever the Mets actually are. But why are they not hitting this otherwise very mediocre pitcher? And I had to keep reminding myself, they did just have a 19-hour game the day before and then have to travel. It wasn't a long trip or anything, but everybody just the people on the broadcast were talking about how everybody was just kind of gassed. So, a fatigued team still got up and had to battle it out offensively for a long time, but it finally clicked.
Yeah, they're getting wins in situations where in April and May they'd have been losing these games. That's as simple as I can boil it down. It's really, really – they're doing things playoff teams do. It's good to see. Our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's T-Mobile.com/switch. Red flags for the 20 playoff contenders in the NFL. I think Seth is going to agree with this red flag for the Texans. How does this one compare in severity to the teams that they're going to be competing with and battling to get to a Super Bowl? We will discuss that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.